This is Radio Nepal, MT Kaprasad Kharka with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returns home attending UN Conference on Financing for Development held in Spain. Nepal draws global attention to country's journey to prosperity. National Assembly passes Finance Bill and National Debt Recovery Bill by majority. Lawmakers call for independent regulatory body to ensure Nepal's aviation safety. And Iran reopens airspace to domestic and international flights. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returned home today after attending the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development of the United Nations held in Spain. Prime Minister Oli was welcomed at the VVIP lounge of Tribhuvan International Airport, TIA, by Deputy Prime Minister Prakash Pal Singh, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey, and various high-ranking government officials. On the occasion, a contingent of Nepali Army presented a guard of honour to Prime Minister Oli. At a press conference organized after the welcome at TIA, Secretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Amrit Bahadur Rai, who attended the conference on behalf of the Nepali delegation, said that Nepal's participation in the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development has succeeded in drawing the attention of the various countries to Nepal's journey to prosperity. Foreign Secretary Rai said that the Prime Minister had put forward views during the conference for the implementation of investment commitments made by the developed countries for poor and small countries. During the visit, Prime Minister Oli met with various heads of the state and said that it would further strengthen Nepal's foreign relations and also contribute to attracting tourists from European countries to Nepal. Similarly, Foreign Secretary Rai said that during his stay in Spain, Prime Minister Oli met with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and a bilateral meeting was also held with the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. During the visit, Prime Minister Oli also addressed the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development and chaired a high-level meeting of the least developed countries. Similarly, Prime Minister Oli participated in various plenary sessions and other sideline events. The Prime Minister also held discussion with the Nepali community in Spain and urged them to join the Nepal's journey of prosperity. The National Assembly has passed two bills, Finance Bill 2082 Bikram Sambat and National Debt Recovery Bill 2082 Bikram Sambat. Today's meeting of the Upper House endorsed the bills by majority and forwarded them to the House of Representatives. In the meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podial presented the proposal that the bills received from the House of Representatives with a message should be passed without any amendment and sent back to the lower house. The contribution-based social security system will replace pension and gratuity for civil servants appointed from the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26. The Ministry of Finance issued a circular today to all ministries, regulatory bodies, public institutions, board committees and institutions asking them to make arrangements for the implementation of social security system. The Ministry of Finance has also requested them to inform the government that the Nepal government will not bear the liability created due to non-implementation of the contribution-based social security system. Members of the House of Representatives have underscored the need for distinct regulatory and operational bodies to strengthen the country's aviation sector. In today's International Relations and Tourism Committee meeting, lawmakers including Bhim Prasad Acharya, Sudhan Kirati, Prabhu Saha, Hid Bahadur Tamang and Sisir Khanal stress the necessity of separate entities for regulating and operating air services to enhance safety and efficiency. They argued that the government's focus on building airports without prioritizing safety has led to increased accidents. The committee discussed the Air Service Bill and the Civil Aviation Authority Bill with MPs emphasizing the importance of robust, independent regulatory body to ensure aviation safety. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Padil has urged Malaysian investors to further invest in Nepal's physical infrastructure and tourism sectors. During the meeting with a delegation of Malaysia Nepal Business Council, which arrived at Kathmandu for an official visit on Wednesday, Deputy Prime Minister Padil said that there is immense potential in Nepal's infrastructure development and tourism sector, and requested for the same. The finance minister also said that Nepal offers a favorable environment and investment-friendly policies, and the government is committed to supporting and facilitating the private sector. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari, chinta ki na garne.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line.
Jaha bhaye pani, paunu hos hami sangai.
Call garnus, data chalaunus, sansar bhari sajilai.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna. *14*#dial gari. Wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nagarik Unmukti Party has decided to withdraw its support to the Sudarpashchim Province government. The parliamentary party meeting held in Dhangadi today decided to take the decision after Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Saha on Thursday dismissed Minister for Industry, Tourism, Forests and Environment Rameshwar Chaudhary, who was representing the party in the government. The Nagarik Unmukti Party is the fourth largest party in the Provincial Assembly with 7 members. Despite the withdrawal of the support by Nagarik Unmukti, the Kamal Bahadur Saha-led government still holds a majority. The operation of heavy vehicles along the Karnali Highway has been temporarily banned after a road collapse at Gotebir in Tillagupa Municipality 6 in Kalikot district this morning. According to the district police office, Kalikot authorities restricted the heavy vehicles from plying the highway from today itself following the road collapse to ensure the safety of passengers. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran on Friday announced that it has reopened its airspace that it had shut down on the 13th of June due to the war with Israel, state media reported. The official IRNA news agency said that the Mehrabad and Imam Khomeini airports, along with the airports in the north, east, west and south of the country, have been put back into operation and are ready to provide flight services. ANI news agency cited the authorities as saying that domestic and international flights will be operated from all airports in the country except for Isfahan and Tabriz airports during the day from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Around 200 Marines were deployed to Florida on Thursday to provide administrative and logistical support for immigration enforcement raids happening in the southeastern state. According to APF News Agency, the deployment is the first round of several requested by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to help its Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency facilitate President Donald Trump's migration crackdown, a top priority of his second term. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth approved the mobilization of up to 700 troops with additional deployments planned for the southern U.S. states of Louisiana and Texas. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at some places in Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. There is also a chance of heavy rain at one or two places in Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. Likewise, light to moderate rain with snowfall is predicted at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. प्राइम मिनिस्टर केपी शर्मा ओली रिटर्न्स होम अटेन्डिङ युएन कन्फरेन्स अन फाइनान्सिङ फर डेभलपमेन्ट हेल्ड इन स्पेन नेपाल ड्रोज ग्लोबल अटेन्सन टु कन्ट्रीज जर्नी टु प्रस्पेरिटी National Assembly passes Finance Bill and National Debt Recovery Bill by majority. Lawmakers call for independent regulatory body to ensure Nepal's aviation safety. And Iran reopens airspace to domestic and international flights. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.